This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Paul Michael White, who is a professional speaker, mental health counselor, teacher, and an avid fly fisher. He is the author of Fishing for Reality and a contributor to the new book, Tales of the Great Outdoors. And Paul, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Hey, you bet. Great to have you on. So tell me, for starters, why should people read this book, Tales of the Great Outdoors?
Well, I mean, I think it is a great publication, but these days, you know, nature-based therapy and getting away from cell phones and, you know, taking those business breaks. We all need breaks. And, you know, if you can't go on a hunting trip or a fishing trip or a camping trip or a skiing trip, if you can't go there personally, you can go there in your mind. And the book gives great examples. I mean, it's a coffee table book. I think every lodge and cabin owner should have it there. It's a great conversation piece, you know, and it reflects Newfoundland and Labrador in Canada, our culture, and, you know, what we offer in terms of, you know, mental health and life balance activities. So it was well put together, and I encourage people to check it out.
Yeah, I got to say, there's nothing like the great outdoors, and just imagining it here as we are getting this interview underway here certainly brings attention to the need to tap into that. Now, Newfoundland and Labrador sounds like a unique place as well. Tell us about these locations.
Well, right now, the weather is abysmal in some communities with snowstorms. We have in the Northern Peninsula, up north, shall we say, not in Labrador, but up north on the Northern Peninsula, we have polar bears walking around in some communities. So it's never a dull moment. Twillingate, the icebergs, there's 35, I think 40 there now off the coast. People are, the tourist season has started. In 9/11, September 11th, Gander was the community that opened its doors, had schools and public halls, and we welcomed, you know, over 6,000 stranded passengers into the community. So it's always been a great place for, you know, camaraderie and taking care of your fellow man, shall we say. And my grandfather, you know, said it best, helping each other out. And that's a great place to do it in Newfoundland, Labrador. And we live by that motto, Eric. So, you know, it's one of those heavens on earth. And we have the great outdoors here as well. And people, you know, the last heaven on earth, getting away from society and getting out in nature and the great outdoors and basking, you know, with all your senses in tune, away from the stresses, away from the strains, away from everyday life and away from people, if you like solitude, right? So, you know, it's a great place to explore.
It certainly sounds like it. And it also sounds like it would be just tremendous for your overall health. Go to these locations and to disconnect from the everyday life. Now, you are a mental health counselor, professional speaker, corporate trainer, and author, but exactly what is it that you do?
Well, Eric, yeah, those are the inputs. The output is this, you know, I try and help people live great lives. And, you know, whether it's coaching or counseling, you know, taking people from where they don't want to be to where they want to go. And oftentimes, I mean, that's just some minor adjustments. In the old, you know, words of the sailors on the sea, you know, just a little tweak in your philosophy, in the set of your sail, because, you know, the wind blows on everybody. It's how you set the sail to get from point A to point B and open up possibilities and, live a great life. And a lot of that involves getting back to nature, getting away from stress, you know, having strategies to help build your self-esteem and keep the happiness factor positive. You know, and in the right direction. And so, I mean, that's basically the nuts and bolts of it. And there's all kinds of strategies and systems that go along with that. You got to put them in action. But yeah, I try to do that to help people live great lives.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do and for joining us here today to bring focus to the need to tap into the great outdoors today. We're speaking with Mr. Paul Michael White, who is a professional speaker, mental health counselor, teacher, and an avid fly fisher. He's the author of Fishing for Reality, a contributor to the new book, Tales of the Great Outdoors. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, your story in this book is about a salmon fly. Why is this significant?
A salmon fly. Yeah. So like when I started fly tying years ago, I mean, you know, as a beginner, as a kid, you know, you put artificial materials on this hook, and you don't know what you're doing, basically. And I was self-taught. There was no YouTube videos. I had a few people show me. So I just got into it. I made all the mistakes. But one of those flies that I tried to create way back, you know, 30-odd years ago, Eric, involved spinning deer hair on the hook, putting a feather on it, because it had to float. But it was my first ones were atrocious looking. Later in life, we look back, and I mean, I still make them with that same messy, you know, unorganized, we call them dirties, the dirty bomber. And it works. You wouldn't believe it, because people get in, you know, they create these masterful pieces of art in the vise to put on the water. And sure, they work, but there's something about this, I don't know, scraggly looking, you know, a mess of a fly, and the fish go crazy for it. It's unbelievable. And, you know, I use it as a metaphor for life. You got to seek excellence, seek results, not perfection, you know, and results is the name of the game. You don't judge a book by its cover, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's one thing that's really revolutionized, we'll say, dry fly fishing in this part, you know, these parts of the world. It's taken off over in Europe, some other countries, because the fish love the fly. And for whatever reason, who knows? We don't know the mind of a fish. But I mean, it's a great metaphor for life, you know, be real, not fake. And all those little analogies and philosophies that I weave in there have come from creating this salmon fly. I mean, and you said, you know, the story's in the book, and people can read it.
Take it further. How did the book evolve? Get into some of the details there.
Well, the book came about, Mr. Gord Follett and Mr. Dwight Blackwood, they ran this company, the Newfoundland Sportsman. And the magazine, I mean, and in Canada, it was called The Outdoor Sportsman. The magazine went across the country. And the video shows were, you know, the television shows were on regularly. And, I mean, there was a whole bunch of, you know, Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who moved away when the fishery collapsed all over the world, especially Alberta, Ontario. And with the production of Newfoundland Sportsman, the magazine and the video, it kept a lot of people from getting too homesick. It kept them home, even though they were away. They could read and go back there in their mind, shall we say. So during COVID, Sportsman, the enterprise folded. Gord Follett, the professional writer, he got his best authors in the province to submit stories. And I mean, there's stories in there from, you know, catching sharks to polar bear hunting with the indigenous community. Not for everybody, and some people, you know, cruelty to animals, whatever, and that's fine. We got salmon fishing and trout fishing and eider ducks and all kinds of nature-based activities put together with pictures, vivid pictures. And like I have a female friend, I mean, she weighs about 90 pounds and she catches salmon, Atlantic salmon, you know, 40 to 45 pounds. It's crazy. Anyway, all that's in there, and Gord done a masterful job on the book and put it together and put it out there. And it is a great conversation piece. And like I said, people can go there in their minds if they can't go there in reality.
Yeah, well stated right there. Now, tell us about nature-based therapy in the great outdoors. I'm sure listeners would like to hear some details on that as well.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, nature-based therapy is what it states. It's using nature in a mental wellness platform, whatever that may be, you know, once you're away from a situation. Because, Eric, a lot of times geography will solve an issue for you in a sense that if you can leave your house, leave your job, go away to the cabin or to the country, go to the pond or to the river, to the ski slope, where you get away geographically and then get away mentally, right? In fly fishing, you can't be depressed and focus on your fly that's going down through the water at the same time. You just can't do it. So we use nature in a way that recharges the batteries, that if someone's having a low mood and are maybe lost or maybe super stressed in business, well, you know, come with me for 4 or 5 days. We'll go. We'll turn everything off. You know, you can reach me, but I'm not available, shall we say, you know, technology-wise and cell phones. And you just go and you explore and you breathe the fresh air and you listen to the sounds and observe the sights, and you're physically present in the moment in nature. And that's basically what it is. And whatever avenue, whatever vehicle you choose to do that with, it could be hiking, it could be canoeing. You know, hunting and fishing are culturally authentic here, as they are in a lot of parts of the U.S. and around the world. We like to use those. But I mean, any activity in the outdoors where you can, you know, put your mind to something different, get away from life, get away from stress. And that's where it happens, Eric. And it doesn't take long to have a change in mood, to, you know, feel better just by getting away. And, you know, we can never do too much of that, I don't think, in today's society.
That is so true. You can never get enough of the outdoors. And again, what a health factor it would play to do that more often. And again, we really appreciate your visiting with us here today and to bring focus to the need to tap in to the great outdoors. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to bring our attention to as we conclude today?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody should go fly fishing, and I'm biased. But I think, you know, regarding my fly, you know, the dirty bomber, I tell people, you know, be a dirty bomber, you know, step away from the crowd, you know, be your own person. Somebody says, well, beat to the, you know, the sound of their own drum. No, like Alan Weiss says, create your own music, you know, so be real, not fake. And of course, we should be seeking excellence. We want results. Don't chase the perfection because you will drive yourself crazy. But the excellence and the results, and that's where it's at in business and in life, Eric. And I want to thank you very much. It's been a great chat.
It certainly has, Paul. And I want to thank you once again for taking a moment to be with us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on you and your books, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, well, the books, you know, Amazon for that, and Tales of the Great Outdoors by Gord Follett. My website, pretty simple, paulwhite.ca. You can reach me there. The website's being redesigned now by one of my developers in New Brunswick. But I'm still reachable, paulwhite.ca. You can paul@paulwhite.ca if you want to get a hold of me there. And any listener has any question whatsoever, wants to drop me a line, wants to be connected to any of our guides for sporting or outdoor sporting events, you know, hunting, fishing based, hey, by all means, if I don't know the answer, I will find it or do my best to do so.
And again, folks, for more details, visit paulwhite.ca. Paul, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thanks a million, Eric. Love listening to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate it. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Paul Michael White, who is a professional speaker, mental health counselor, teacher, and an avid fly fisher. He's the author of Fishing for Reality and a contributor to the new book, Tales of the Great Outdoors. And for all the details, visit paulwhite.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.